This is Jay Sekulow. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney makes a major address on foreign policy. And what about the funding of millions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The attacks against us in Libya were not an isolated incident. They were accompanied by anti-American riots in nearly two dozen other countries, most in the Middle East, but also in Africa and Asia. Our embassies have been attacked. Our flag has been burned. Many of our citizens have been threatened and driven from their overseas homes by vicious mobs shouting death to America. This latest assault can't be blamed on a reprehensible video insulting Islam, despite the administration's attempts to convince us of that for so long. No, as the administration has finally conceded, these attacks were the deliberate work of terrorists. The president is fond of saying that the tide of war is receding, and I want to believe him as much as anyone else. But when we look at the Middle East today, with Iran closer than ever to nuclear weapons capability, with the conflict in Syria threatening to destabilize the region, and with violent extremists on the march, and with an American ambassador and three others dead, likely at the hands of Al-Qaeda affiliates, it's clear that the risk of conflict in the region is higher now than when the president took office. I know the president hoped for a safer, freer, and more prosperous Middle East allied with us. I share this hope, but hope is not a strategy. We can't support our friends and defeat our enemies in the Middle East when our words are not backed up by deeds.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Governor Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for President of the United States, has just made a major presidential type of a foreign policy of speech, and I will say presidential in tone and scope and ideas. And he does put a stark contrast between his position and that of President Obama. Now, what is also interesting, the whole issue of funding to these Middle Eastern Islamic regimes came up in Governor Romney's speech. We're going to get into that. Our production team right now is breaking the speech up right now for us. So we're going to have a lot of the sound from that speech. Skip Ash is a senior counsel for the ACLJ, heads up our national security practice. He's in our studio at our campus at Regent University. Than Bennett, who heads up our government affairs office, is in Washington, D.C., in our office there. I'm in our media center today. Than, let me go to you first. And by the way, we're taking your calls, and I want to ask this fundamental question. How important is it to you that we not take our taxpayer dollars over and funding groups like the Islamic-led Muslim Brotherhood? Is that important to you and these other regimes in the Middle East? Because we are starting to hit some serious momentum. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But, Than, let me go to you right away here. We've got a letter just dated on Thursday coming out of the United States Congress, chairman of the House Republican Study Committee and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, saying this aid is not going forward, which is what we've been pushing for, unless certain conditions are met. What's the status of everything right now, Than?
These are two of the top congressmen in the House of Representatives, Jay, including the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Remember, it was just a couple weeks ago, Jay, that we were talking about $1.5 billion in regular aid heading to Egypt. The funding that this letter talks about, Jay, this is a new billion-dollar aid package that the president has proposed that's going to go out the door. Jay, $450 million of it is set to go out almost immediately. This letter says we are not going to let that happen. Kay Granger from Texas is on board as well. They are going to demand answers from the president. And Jay, most specifically, they want to know from the president if his goal with this funding is to back the Muslim Brotherhood government, because that sure looks like what he's trying to do. But they're not going to let it move without answers to these questions.
Well, I got to tell you something, folks. We ask for action and we are getting it. One of the things we like to do at the ACLJ is not just talk about the issues, of course. We've got our teams on Capitol Hill right there in Washington, Than Bennett leading up our government affairs team. We put together legal memorandums why this would be violating international protocol, international law. And interestingly, we are getting significant support from members of Congress and you. 110,000 of you have joined with us. If you want to stop funding Middle East terrorists with your taxpayer dollars, you call right now, 877-989-2255. Folks, we can win this. Go to your phones right now. Add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255.
At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill. A call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt. A request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
This latest assault can't be blamed on a reprehensible video insulting Islam, despite the administration's attempts to convince us of that for so long. No, as the administration has finally conceded, these attacks were the deliberate work of terrorists.
Well, there you have it. Mitt Romney delivering a powerful message at the Virginia Military Institute, VMI. Very important because there's so much at stake. You remember, there is an aid package being put forward by the Obama White House, including Secretary of State Clinton asking for. And then what's the number that they're asking for in this interim aid package? At one point, it was $452 additional million. That's in addition to the billion they've already requested. What is the latest number?
Well, that's the first disbursement, Jay. People need to understand it's $1 billion total, but $452 billion is what they're fighting over, like literally this month, out the door right away.
They want it released to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government, and I will tell you, folks, 110,000 of you have contacted us, and members of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate are fighting back for all of us, including the chairman of the House Republican Study Committee and the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Is exactly what we asked for, that no money go to these groups that are suppressing Christians in their area, like the Coptic Christians in Egypt, or are leading Islamic-led governments showing this radical redo of the Middle East. And that is exactly and precisely what we have going on here. The Governor Romney made a very strong plea, and we're going to get this in a few moments, where he talked about when millions of people were on the streets of Iran, the president did nothing, but he joined those that were protesting in Egypt, thinking that this was going to bring democracy, and it brought us the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, there is a request for an immediate release of $452 million this month. We are fighting that, folks, because here's what we're having to do. We have to borrow money from China so that we can then give it to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. If you think that's absurd, then I need you to join with 110,000 other Americans, and we're going to win this. And you go to your phones right now at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Governor Romney just spoke about this aid issue to Egypt. Listen to number 23.
I'll use our influence, including clear conditions on our aid, to urge the new government to represent all Egyptians, to build democratic institutions, and to maintain its peace treaty with Israel. And we must persuade our friends and allies to place similar stipulations on their aid.
Well, there you have it. That was what Governor Romney said. Skip Hatch is a senior counsel with the ACLJ. We've got an office in Jerusalem. Skip just came back from that office. But this aid issue with Egypt, Skip, is huge. The fundamental aspect of it is we basically built the Egyptian military over the last 30 years because we had a good relationship with Mubarak. Now it's being led by, the government's being led by, no doubt about it, Morsi, is an Islamic Muslim Brotherhood leader. And it is a radical Islamist government. Not only the Muslim Brotherhood, but you got the Salafists, you got others in there that are just as dangerous or even more so. And Governor Romney's saying, no money if you don't meet conditions, which is exactly what we're saying too. How significant is this?
I think it's really significant for a number of reasons. First of all, let's remember the Muslim Brotherhood is against everything that the United States stands for. So we need to keep that in mind. You've already pointed out that most of the money we're going to be giving them, we have to borrow from China to give them. And we also need to recognize right now that Egypt is in a financial bind. Their tourism is way down because of the chaos over there. This Arab Spring has resulted in millions of Egyptians returning home from working abroad, so they now have more people to feed with less money. Every 9 months, they have 1 million more mouths to feed. They're really in need of money. We really have an opportunity to put some pressure on them, and we should not be supporting those who are seeking to subvert us and our interests in that region.
Let me read, and by the way, folks, if you want to talk to us on air about this, and how important does the Middle East issue play out for you, whether it's the funding issues or whether it's a relationship with Israel in this presidential race? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But I want to read to you a portion of this letter from the United States Congress to Secretary of State Clinton. In the wake of the breach of the U.S. Embassy in Cairo and the nature of the Egyptian response, we are very concerned with respect to the overall transition of Egypt. We cannot watch one form of authoritarianism go by the wayside in Egypt just to see a new Islamist dictatorship take its place. The role of the Muslim Brotherhood and other extremist groups in Egypt's new government is damaging Egypt's relationship with the United States, and of course with Israel as well, and other allies in the region. That is why it is critical that these extremist groups are not permitted to hijack the transition process and impose a new kind of government totalitarianism in Egypt. If they do, the United States should certainly not be funding it. Folks, this is precisely and exactly what we asked for. And that's why I am urging you, as we continue to build momentum for what will be a funding month, that we can beat this back and not give this Muslim Brotherhood money, and they desperately need it, folks. And we were going to do it with no conditions. That's what the president was going to do. Then you go to the phones right now and you call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And, folks, I believe we can get to 200,000 signatures as this issue develops. Let me play for you bite number 24.
The relationship between the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel, for example, our closest ally in the region, has suffered great strains. The President explicitly stated that his goal was to put daylight between the United States and Israel, and he succeeded. This is a dangerous situation that has set back the hope of peace in the Middle East.
These are very strong words, and we want to know whether you agree or disagree. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Than, as we get ready to take some calls here, let's go through a time frame on what we're talking about with this over $1 billion worth of aid that we want stopped unless certain conditions are met. What is the exact time frame and status of what's happening here?
Honestly, Jay, the exact time frame depends on how forcefully the Congress speaks out and, in turn, how forcefully we speak out. If the Congress stands down, Jay, this money is going to go out the door in the next couple of weeks. It's only when the attention is turned up that that's going to be delayed. And let me just quickly say, Governor Romney got this exactly right. He talked about those conditions that have to be set on aid. Don't forget, there are conditions on this aid, but this administration has already waived them time and time again, and that's what Congress is asking in this letter. What conditions will be applied to this aid? So Governor Romney got it right, and we only delay it, Jay, if we speak out.
I want to play this a little bit longer soundbite from Governor Romney. I want to get Skip Ash's opinion on this and his thoughts on this. Skip served as a colonel in the United States Army. Of course, he's a senior counsel for the ACLJ in charge of our national security. I want you to listen closely. This is Governor Romney again, number 21.
The president is fond of saying that the tide of war is receding, and I want to believe him as much as anyone else. But when we look at the Middle East today, with Iran closer than ever to nuclear weapons capability, with the conflict in Syria threatening to destabilize the region, and with violent extremists on the march, and with an American ambassador and three others dead, likely at the hands of Al-Qaeda affiliates, It's clear that the risk of conflict in the region is higher now than when the president took office.
So, Skip, is the tide of war receding? What's your sense just coming back from the Middle East?
The tide of war is not receding. It may be receding on our part because we're withdrawing unilaterally, but the tide of war is not receding. Our withdrawal is being viewed as weakness. Just look what's happening in Iraq, the level of violence going up in Iraq. Just look what's happening to our remaining forces in Afghanistan. The violence is going up. They know we are leaving. They're viewing it as weakness, and weakness does not breed peace in the Middle East. It breeds more war, and Israel's especially vulnerable because now they're not sure whether they can rely on the United States.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than, who do we have next?
Let's go to Donald calling from New York on line two. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donald. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jake?
Good. Thanks.
That was the best speech I ever heard. Boehner never said anything to that effect. The Congress is doing nothing. Nobody spoke out again. That was a great speech.
Well, hold it. I that's not correct. I mean, I agree it was a very good speech, but Congress is doing a lot. Van, quickly, you need to get educated on this a little bit, Donald. Tell Donald and our audience what Congress is doing. There's a big move on this.
Yes, specifically the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, along with the chairman of the Republican Study Committee. These are tough. And let me just quickly read one. They're specifically saying, what specific actions would you, the president, request of the government of Egypt to take prior to receiving this assistance? Jay, if they don't get good answers, they're going to stand in the way of this funding. So I would disagree. Congress is standing up on this one.
Let's go ahead and post this letter up on our website at ACLJ.org because they're asking the same questions we're asking, and they're asking these questions because they're hearing from American citizens that are concerned about this as well. Governor Mitt Romney just delivered a major speech at VMI dealing with the Middle East. We're going to get more quotes and more sound from that in just a few moments. But let me tell you this, folks. We are gaining momentum on a funding issue here that's coming directly out of your paycheck, and that is we are going to borrow over $1 billion from the Chinese, and then we're going to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood Islamic Government. You heard me right. We're going to borrow $1 billion from the Chinese, and then we're going to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood-led Islamic government. When, by the way, the Chinese are in relationship directly with Egypt. But this is the president's plan. We think it's dangerous. There's a letter going to Secretary of State Clinton, and we want to hear from hundreds of thousands of you. I believe we can get to 200,000 signatures. So far, we have stopped this funding. They thought it was a done deal last week. You go to your phones, add your name to this petition right this moment. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to stop this funding, borrowing money from the Chinese to go to the Muslim Brotherhood. No. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. At a time when America faces serious challenges abroad, there's a new push on Capitol Hill, a call to put the brakes on U.S. funding for Egypt, a request from congressional leaders to place a hold on nearly $500 million to a country where real questions remain about whether Islamic terrorists are at the controls of the new government there. This comes as Congress holds hearings to find the truth behind the security collapse in Libya, where terrorists believed to be Al-Qaeda assassinated our ambassador and three other Americans. The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones again. Than, who do we have next?
Let's go to Charles calling on line 4 from Georgia. Charles, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Jay. I just want to ask a question. When does the line get crossed when you have a president overrules restrictions on foreign aid and his left-wing agenda now is giving aid and abetting our enemies who are out to destroy us?
Well, I think you look at what and Governor Romney just really addressed this, the mixed priorities of President Obama. Let me play for you soundbite 25. This is when Governor Romney was talking about the millions that went to the streets of Iran in 2009. What did America do? Nothing. Number 25.
And yet when millions of Iranians took to the streets in June 2009, when they demanded freedom from a cruel regime that threatens the world, when they cried out, "Are you with us or are you with them?" the American president was silent.
I mean, go figure that out. I mean, this is the policy of the Obama administration, and we're paying for it, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Skip, you were mentioning the $550 million of aid in addition to what goes to Egypt going to the Palestinian Authority.
That's exactly right. You know, we don't only support the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We give a lot of money to the Palestinians, and the Palestinians use that money against our own closest ally, Israel. Plus, they refuse to comply with their solemn agreements internationally to negotiate with Israel. And we also, you know, for over 60 years, Palestinian refugee camps have been supported by the United Nations, and the United States is the chief contributor to that. We contribute 25%. In fiscal year 2009, for example, we contributed almost $300 million to these people, and these are breeding grounds for terrorists who are against what we stand for.
All right,
let's
folks,
remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's remember, you know, on 9/11, Palestinians were rejoicing of what happened in New York City and at the Pentagon, and yet we are giving this money to them. We need to go back and review what we're doing and whether it's in our best interest to provide your tax money to support these causes.
Actually, every 9/11 anniversary, Hezbollah sends rockets over the northern border of Israel. We were up there with government officials, including former military commanders in the region. We were actually with live troops, Skip, you remember that, and dealing with that. And they said every 9/11, they send rockets in to, again, celebrate what happened on 9/11. To lay out the case here, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky was on Neil Cavuto's program earlier in September. He laid out the reason why we need to be careful and where this money flow is going. And folks, I want you to listen to this really carefully, and then I'm going to ask you to take action. Number 10.
We've given billions upon billions of dollars to these countries. And my question is, you know, if you want to be an ally of America, act like it. But if you're not going to act like an ally of ours and you're going to disparage us, if you're going to kill our ambassador, should we be giving you any taxpayer money? Not to mention the fact that we don't have any money. We got to borrow it from China to send it to Libya, to send it to Egypt, to send it to Pakistan. And these countries disrespect us.
I think Senator Rand Paul said it exactly correct. We are borrowing money from China to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's how we need to say it that clearly. We are borrowing money from China to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. If you think that's wrong, it needs to stop. And by the way, you're not alone, because right now we've got to stop, folks. Momentum is in our favor. You go to your phones right now and you sign on this petition. My goal is now to get to 200,000. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, we've got a letter from the United States Congress telling Secretary of State Clinton, stop the funding. We've got questions we want answered. We want conditions met. That's because you are speaking out. Again, 877-989-225 or ACLJ.org, folks. We are winning this one if we keep fighting back. Than, who's next on the phones?
Let's go to Douglas calling from New York on line 5. Douglas, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Douglas.
How are you today?
Good. All right, let's go somebody else, because Douglas is either listening to radio. We got not such a good sound quality there.
Let's go to Carrie calling from Arizona on line 3. Carrie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. My question is, if they need money,
and it needs to be borrowed from China. What is in it for the United States to borrow it from China? Why don't they go directly to China and borrow it for themselves?
Great question. Here's what the president's theory is, that if we give them the money or we lend it, somehow we are increasing our influence in the region. And, Skip, the problem with that is these are radical Islamist regimes running these governments now. They're not going to be influenced by U.S. policy. They are disparaging the United States. For goodness sake, listen to this one. This is Mitt Romney again speaking today, talking about what happened in our own embassies. Remember what flag was flown over the embassy, number 17.
These mobs hoisted the black banner of Islamic extremism over American embassies on the anniversary of 9/11. As the dust settles, as the murdered are buried, Americans are asking how this happened, how the threats we face have grown worse, and what this calls on America to do.
And what it calls on America to do is not fund exactly what you just said, Kerry, not fund these Islamic radical regimes that are going to use this against us. And, Skip, we need to put this into a context of how serious this funding is. You're talking about countries that are in terrible economic shape, and yet the U.S. putting no conditions on this is a policy that does not work. This kind of come-along-and-get-along moment in the Middle East just is not working.
It's totally naive, or it's intentionally blind, one or the other. If we had put conditions on this, we might be able to have some influence. But even then, we have to recognize that once we borrow this money from China and give it to some other country, the people of the United States still have to pay it back to China at some point. So that's why they're not going directly from Egypt, because they would have to pay the Chinese back. So what we're doing is we're serving as patsies on this, and we need to have a wiser policy. Hope is not a strategy, as Jay said early on. It's also not a plan, and this administration is not acting very wisely.
Well, that's an understatement. So then let's, folks, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll take your call during the next 30 minutes of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Okay, Than, let's go very specifically here in a minute. What do we need our friends to do, our members to do, as we fight back on this? What's the key role we're at right now?
We are going to post this letter online, Jay. This is the position that we are supporting, and if you agree with it, we need you to add your name to the petition. And here's why. Skip laid it out just perfectly. Congress is frustrated because they have tried to condition this aid, Jay, but the administration keeps waiving it. Now that another $450 million is going out the door, this letter and the ACLJ are saying it's not going to go out the door without conditions. And by adding your name to that petition, you are saying you agree with that. There has to be conditions on this funding.
All right, folks, this is a critical time. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, and we've got momentum on this. I really believe that we could have these conditions put in place, which the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, is not going to be able to meet because of the way they are running their regime. We are hearing from thousands of you right now, but this is what I need everybody that's listening to me to do. We've got over 110,000 who have contacted us with phones. We're probably close to 130,000. We want to get to 200,000 signatures. We've got the position paper going up. It's exactly what we support that's coming out of Congress. You go to the phones right now, and you add your name to this petition. We're not borrowing money from China to give it to the radical Islamists. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and simply sign up right there on the website at aclj.org. Over 110,000 of you have done just that. We're getting close to 111,000. You go to your phones or go to aclj.org. I need everybody listening to me. Pick up your phone right now. Sign on to this petition, 1-877-989-2255. We can win this, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The fact is, the United States provides billions of dollars each year to countries that are determined to destroy America. It's time to put an end to this revenue stream to the terrorists. Add your name now to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.